On today's episode, we talk about some Disney news, and we have a review of the Boardwalk where we stayed last weekend. This is episode 310 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
Hello, hello. I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little angry. Found out this week that the Disney thinks it's a good idea to try and replace Tom Selleck's mustache, and I have to say I'm a little heated, a little hot under the collar about this.
Did you talk about this on Diz Dudes?
I did. I want to talk about it again. There's some people that don't listen to Diz Dudes and this show. And if you listen to both, I'm still heated as I was when we recorded Diz Dudes.
Well, why don't you explain what you're talking about?
Well, there's a little movie called Three Men and a Baby. Mm-hmm. And there's a sequel to that called Three Men and a Little Lady, mm-hmm. I believe. Okay. Yeah. Which I like Little Lady because that's what I call our daughter.
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic movie. I mean, you got Gutenberg and Selleck.
Fantastic movies.
Sorry, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got Gutenberg and Selleck, which I brought up in Diz Dudes. I think you could get rid of Ted Danson and bring in Kurt Russell. Better trio.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I don't agree. Well. I don't agree.
No. Anyways, you're incorrect on this, because Kurt Russell has the hair. Tom Selleck's got the mustache. And Gutenberg, sneaky ripped in the 80s.
Sneaky? What's sneaky
ripped? He was sneaky ripped. He was kind of like the Ryan Reynolds of the 80s, before Ryan Reynolds.
What?
He was kind of the, yeah.
What is that? I don't even know what that
means. Anyways, sorry, I'm recasting. Anyways, Disney decided they're going to remake Three Men and a Baby, and with Zac Efron?
Do we have any information besides that?
All I know is Tom Selleck's not in it, and I will not stand for this.
I'm interested if, like, it'll be the same kind of thing, other guys. And
Who's going to have the mustache?
Doesn't Zac Efron have a mustache? He's had a mustache before.
Zac Efron having a mustache is an insult to mustaches when you have Tom Selleck is like the Michael Jordan mustaches.
Okay. All right. I mean, you're very
Tom
you're
Selleck's
correct.
Mustache never goes out of style.
So we're thinking like someone in their early 30s, like another, like two other guys in their early 30s.
I'm thinking they shouldn't do anything, but that's probably what they're thinking.
What's that guy? He was on Modern Family and he played like Haley's boyfriend. Do you remember like the funny
guy? Adam Devine.
He could be funny in that kind of movie.
Yeah, but why remake the movie?
It's called the 2020s,
this
2010s,
back,
and that's what they do. They
this goes
remake
back to
everything.
My complaint with movies now is everything's a remake.
Yes.
But anyways, I'm heated.
You're heated. But he's in the Disney family. He's going back to his Disney roots.
Listen, I actually like Zac Efron. I actually don't have a problem with him. My problem is with the fact that you're going to try and remake a movie that doesn't need to be remade, and you got Tom Selleck with the mustache. All right. It's not needed.
We'll write a letter to the studio saying you're upset.
I'm gonna call Tom. I'm gonna let him know. He's got to be mad about this.
I don't think he cares.
Oh, I bet he cares.
I'm sure they asked. Either he's going to be in it in some small way, or he was like, "I'm out. I'm not doing it." You know, he's got to be in his 70s now, right?
Timeless. I don't even know.
Timeless. Tom Selleck is timeless. Okay.
His mustache will stand the test of time. That thing, every decade, you're just like, it's in.
Well, I just want to remind you, too, that this is going to Disney Plus. It's not going to theaters.
Yeah. Well, I figured that because comedies don't go to theaters anymore. That's
not
like a weird.
Really, no,
that's
don't.
Like a weird thing now. It's like a comedy. It's like and straight to Netflix. Or
unless it's
Disney
a rated
Plus.
R comedy, they can make some money. But yeah, it's different now. Everything's so different. Everything's crazy. Yeah. But anyway, so
the world needs Tom Selleck's mustache. Anyways, we're not going to just talk about. I could rant for hours.
You probably
on
could.
This, Let's, and I could break down. The many ways in which Tom Selleck's mustache would heal the world.
No, thank you.
In many ways, yeah. You don't want world healing through his mustache.
I don't want you to talk about it for 3 hours.
I'm going to grow a mustache now.
Okay. You kind of have a mustache already. What do you mean, grow one? You have one.
Well, I could shave the rest and just have them. Do you want me to have the mustache?
Just the mustache?
Yeah.
No, thank you. I'm fine. That's fine. It's fine.
We'll see. Anyways, okay. We are going to talk about some Disney news, and we stayed at the Boardwalk last weekend, so we're going to talk about that.
Boardwalk.
It was almost a one-year anniversary that I stayed there, but it had been a little bit since you had stayed there, correct?
Just a little bit.
What's a little bit?
21 years.
Just a little bit.
I was a teen. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
A long time.
You can compare the two. There you go.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, we just want to remind you to check out some of the other shows on the Caption Magic Network. We have The Diz Dude, which is every Wednesday with myself and Mr. Jeremy Stein. And we do a live stream every Tuesday in Club 32. So if you want to be a part of that, we usually chat with Club 32 for anywhere from 20 to like 40 minutes pre-show, something like that. You never know where the conversation is going to go. So it's a good time. And they become participants in the episode. So if you want to go do that and become part of that, go to ctmvip.com to check that out. We have Main Street Magic with Jeremy and Rhonda every Tuesday. We have Trip Tales, which is back, which Jamie's excited about, and I think a lot of people are happy about. So if you want more info on that, you can go to ctmtriptales.com. You can also, if you want to be on Trip Tales, go to ctmtriptales.com and click up top. There's a, I think it says want to be a guest or something along those lines in the main menu.
Be on Trip Tales.
That's what it is. Be on Trip Tales. Click that. There's a form you can fill out, and it will go directly to Jamie and bypass me and won't get lost.
Yes.
I hate to think about the amount of people that maybe didn't get on the show because it went to me and my inbox becomes like, I'm not even kidding. Sometimes my inbox is like 2,000 emails. I'm like, I'm just not getting to these. So.
And we get a lot of Trip Tales inquiries. So,
yeah. So it bypasses me and goes to Jamie, which is much more better. So
Much better.
Whatever. And we also have Club 32, which is our private group. So if you want more content, if you want to contribute to the show and help us to continue to grow the network and bring you more cool Disney stuff, reviews, hotel reviews, food reviews, all that stuff, you can go to ctmvip.com. Check that out. Plus, you get Club 32 live streams of Diz Dudes. We have C-Team at the Movies. We have the Cool Kids Kitchen, Cigar Lounge, a bunch of other cool stuff. Plus, in-park live streams, and we're at Disney and other places, the Universal. So again, ctmvip.com to check that out. And this episode in the network is brought to you by our lovely travel agency sponsor, Zippity Doodah Travel. If you're looking to go to Disney or Universal and you're like, I don't want to deal with this all myself because it's too much, which I would agree. It's a lot. You can go to travelwithzip.com, fill out a quick form there, tell them what you're looking to do. They will get you in touch with an agent and they will help you plan a great trip. And you don't have to pay for it. It's included in your trip. And if there's any discounts and adjustments to your trip, you just have them take care of it and you just go on your merry way and have a good time. It's a pretty good deal. So travelwithzip.com. So, all right. Let's head up to Disney news first.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about Tom Selleck's mustache and then we'll go into Boardwalk review.
We're not talking about his mustache, please.
Why do you never want to talk about Tom Selleck's mustache?
We already talked about it.
We didn't talk about it enough. Anyways, fine. We'll cut it out of the show. It'll be in Club 32 extras. You can go there to hear my rant. Not really a rant. It's my love letter to Tom Selleck's mustache. That's what it is. All right.
It's so weird.
You say weird and I say
appropriate.
Very appropriate. So, okay. All right. The first bit of news we have here is about Disney theme park hours starting in September.
Well, this is not really a surprise, but they are going to be decreasing. After last week, we talked about the third quarter earnings call that was made and we found out that, attendance is down. Not a lot of people are coming like I thought. Demand is pretty low. Just annual pass holders usually, you know, no big deal.
Chapek also said basically like they don't spend any money either.
Pretty much is what he said. So to counter that, they have to cut hours. So starting September 8th, the hours for the parks will be Magic Kingdom will be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., which is previously 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Epcot will be 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., which was previously 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Hollywood Studios will be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., which is previously 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Animal Kingdom is getting shortened on both sides. It is opening 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., which was usually was before it was 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. So it went from that and Epcot went from 10 hours to 8 hours. And the Epcot after 4 annual passes will be adjusted to where they can enter the park at 2 p.m. because of the hours being shortened to 7 p.m.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Well, the first thing that strikes me is that's mostly just one shift at each park.
And we talked about that at, I think, the Universal show. We mentioned that, and that's a good point.
I think that's one of the things for labor costs. You just have to, for the most part, I mean, they may have some part-time people, but mostly just one shift. I can't figure out if Disney was... this was unexpected, but I don't know. On some level, I feel like they did the reservation system as a way to, like, oh my gosh, we're going to have all these people want to come back, and they're just going to flood the park, and we're going to have all this issue. But at the same time, too, I feel, and I know we've said this, Disney basically doesn't want you to come to the parks. They just can't tell you that. So they've made it as difficult as possible for you to enjoy the parks. I mean,
yeah,
from different types of masks to you have to stand still to eat or drink anything, like all these little things. So I can't figure out if they're shocked by this or if they were expecting this. Like,
you want to know my opinion?
Yeah.
I don't think they were shocked at all. And I think that maybe they're playing it off that they were.
Right.
But I don't think they were. I think that they honestly did not know kind of like what was going to happen. They're like, okay, well, there's always demand for Disney. People always want to get back to the parks. But then you counteract it with people are hearing that, you know, COVID cases are going up and people aren't traveling. So out of the out-of-state, travelers are not coming. It's just annual pass holders. So it's like, okay, so you have to kind of figure out the balance here. Like, you know, you don't want to restrict people too much, but you don't want to just make it a free-for-all. But at the same time, people have to spend money. So it was very strange. I think you have to, like, find a balance. And they're still trying to find it with, like, you know, cutting, like you said, cutting hours, cutting labor.
Yeah.
You know, eventually they will increase costs. They will.
Well, I agree. I think the only thing, I think they maybe were thought the very first reopening there'd be an influx, but I don't think any of this other stuff can come as a shock to them, considering all the stuff you talked about. So, yeah, it's just weird because I think, I mean, if you look at this logically, it's like, yeah, that I never thought that there was just going to be like this, you know, horde of people heading to Disney World.
The thing is, I think that when they reopened or they announced the reopening in June, they still had quite a few people with their trips scheduled for the summer and beyond.
Right.
And I think as the date for reopening slowly approached, they saw more and more cancellations.
Which can't surprise them.
It's still happening.
Right, for sure, but it can't surprise them either because you're basically Disney.
I think it surprises the amount. I think they knew it was going to happen. I just don't think they knew, like, the extent of, like, how many cancellations happen. Like, I cannot tell you, and this is from the DVC point of view, since I pay attention to this stuff, there is availability at every single resort for studios in August. That for is, sure. like, crazy.
Well, but again, I don't see how they'd be shocked by this because it's not like they discounted anything, and then they're basically saying everything's going to be the same price, and half the stuff that you normally want to do is not available. Like, you're just going to see people, are, of course, like, especially people that are, it's obviously locals and people like us that go a lot in APs are still probably going to go. But people that have, like, once a year, once every 2 year trips.
Oh, no.
For sure you're going to postpone that because you're going to be like, well, either way, I'm dropping, let's say you're spending $5,000. If you go right now, what are you getting for your $5,000? You're getting no fireworks. You're getting no character meet and greets. You're getting a lot of restrictions, things like that. Whereas if you wait, that same $5,000... or whatever, roughly, you can do way more stuff. So it shouldn't come as a surprise. That's why I was just, it's interesting because some of the wording they have seems like they were expecting it, and some of it is like,
I know,
this was unexpected. And it's like, well, which one is it?
Right.
Or which department was expecting it and which one wasn't?
Maybe it's a lack of communication.
What?
I don't know. I think we will see some discounts coming.
Oh, I think third quarter. I think after...
You mean fourth quarter?
Sorry, fourth quarter. Yeah. I think as kids go back to school, there's no Halloween parties, probably no Christmas party. You're going to see some discounts you're not going to see for the next 20 years, would be my guess.
You think so? I mean, as demand goes down, the price will also,
right.
You know, supposedly goes down.
They may run ticket specials.
Right.
But I don't think, like, no, if you wanted a day ticket, they're never going to drop the price of that.
Day tickets?
No. I mean, they didn't even drop the price of Hollywood Studios tickets whenever it was basically construction land.
I mean, they can't offer dining packages for free anymore, right? Because they don't know.
Although, I brought up in Diz Dudes, they do want to, they've always been wanting to get rid of the dining, the free dining, but this weird thing is free dining started when 9/11 hit to get people to lure back into the parks, kind of.
Yeah, I think it was 05.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they may have to do it again to lure people back into the parks after all of this said and done, which is kind of a funny thing because they've been wanting to kind of, I mean, you can make the argument free dining isn't even really free dining anymore as it's offered. They've got so many restrictions on it that it's like, well, you play Rack Room and it, or Rack mm-hmm. Rate, and it's $500 for the room, but your food's free, sort of deal. But
yeah,
it's just interesting. I mean, I definitely think these fourth quarter, you're going to see some discounts that
right.
are big. And I think, too, the rumors are about Ratatouille potential. Are we going to talk about Ratatouille shortly?
I didn't have that in my list here.
Well, the rumor I'm hearing is Ratatouille is looking for like an October opening.
Oh, okay.
So it'd point to them wanting to bring, I mean, that's probably at least going to bring some people in, you would assume.
I would think. But again, it's like the whole picture. You know, what's yeah. not available? Some of the resorts, character meet and greets, character dining, all the extras, dessert parties.
Think of Food and Wine.
Fireworks.
Yeah. I mean, Food and Wine is a like, big draw. And they still have Food and Wine, I mean, but it's but limited.
No parties. You know, yeah. there is a ton not going on. So,
yeah.
you know, we talked about this before, but I can understand why people are waiting.
For sure. For sure.
I can understand maybe partially not seeing the impact that COVID is having on the parks. But I also can't understand why they would be shocked.
That's just annual pass holders
that are mostly there or residents.
Like, I mean, that's kind of like, my point. Yeah.
Duh, like, of course. Like, no one's coming from, I mean, like, the tri-state was like, you know, they couldn't leave. They had to be quarantined for 2 weeks and going in 2 weeks back. Like, they're not going to go.
Right.
That's a big chunk of your tourism every mm-hmm. year is from the tri-state.
Plus international travel is nothing right now.
Yeah.
So
I know. Question. Do you think that these will be decreased anymore? Because I don't. I think this is the least they'll do. Because Magic Kingdom, the 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. time is basically what it is when there is a party.
Yeah.
So they're kind of used to that.
I don't think they would go down any lower. I mean, yeah. if you go to any lower, yeah, I just don't see that. I mean, as it is now, I mean, in the evenings now, I mean, Disney Springs becomes a hot spot because they're open late still.
Yeah.
So.
And I do want to point out that, like, on the off season, like, back in the 90s, when it was whatever, like, January, the parks were closed really early. They didn't have fireworks every night.
Yeah.
You know, like, sometimes, one park would be open till 9, and then that was it. Everything else closed really early. So,
right.
So this is, you know, the opening at 11 a.m. for Epcot is weird. You know, that's really late, it seems like. But
and hot.
And it's hot.
Getting yeah. there at 11 the day was like, it's already 112 degrees out here.
Yeah. But anyway, so we can move on to
the next one. All right. The next piece of news here is about the main entrance of Epcot has some, I can't figure out if this is glass or plexiglass installed, but they have some things up.
Oh. So Zach Ridley from Walt Disney World Imagineering said on Instagram, on his page, he said, "I'm excited to share a first look at the pylons we installed last night, as we continue to reimagine the Epcot main entrance fountain, which has anchored this area since the park opened in 1982. Our design team took special interest in looking back to the original geometry for inspiration and infusing new features with a little bit of added magic to bridge the past, present, and future of Epcot. These majestic pylons also draw your eye upward toward the sky and perfectly frame views of the iconic spaceship Earth attraction. I can't wait to reveal the completed look for this fountain later this year." It's like it's like little glass panels.
Yeah.
I like how he used
the word majestic.
Majestic.
I don't know if they're majestic.
Well, I mean, you know what? They draw your eye upwards, is what he said.
It would be kind of funny if they did this and like, all right, that's it. That's all we're doing for Epcot now. Budget cuts.
Do we need to, yeah. So correct me if I'm wrong, but these are right in the fountain right in front of Spaceship Earth as you walk in, correct?
Yes.
So yeah. That fountain is gone. That was there. Okay.
Pretty sure.
Okay. I was just making sure.
Granted, we don't go in that way really anymore.
Yeah, I haven't been that way.
Yeah. So I don't know. We didn't even walk by over there.
We shunned it.
We did not go.
We didn't shun it. We just.
Well, you've got the construction wall, but I'm pretty sure that's where it's at there. So.
Yeah. Okay, but anyway, so that's new. I thought that was kind of interesting. It was pretty.
Yeah.
Especially at night. And they finished it at night, so the next day everyone's like, oh, okay.
I like when they do that. Like all of a sudden, like, oh, that's new.
That's in there.
Yeah, so we'll have to check that out. There are some pictures you can find out there. We'll link to them in the show notes.
Sure.
Next one we have here is the Halloween merchandise is beginning to be released on Shop Disney and in the parks.
Yeah, so lots of Halloween stuff. I'm actually very excited, and I am going to. I'm not going to read this article. It's from Disney Parks blog, and it's wordy, as we know they like to be.
I think those writers get paid on a per word basis.
You think so? They might.
You need to write an article about this shirt. It needs to be 12,000 words long. Got it.
But they're kind of doing a introduction to whatever you can find for the Halloween merchandise at the parks, at Disneyland, Disney World, and on Shop Disney. So they've got a cool, looks like a candy Disneyland Resort. Spirit jersey. There's like a candy swirl, mouse ears, cool backpack, kind of a retro Halloween Mickey, witch hat, Mickey ear or mini ears. There's a Hades collection, Disney Parks Villains collection. There's a Maleficent ears, but it's just like basically her horns, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Jack Skellington hats. I think a sweatshirt, I think, maybe. There's a Oogie Boogie inspired looks. There's the ghost. Is it Ghost Host backpack? Is that a Ghost Host backpack? No, it's like the maid looking.
Kind of, yeah, it looks thing. Like the maid's outfit.
Yeah. And then Spirit Jersey, Haunted Mansion Spirit Jersey, which actually looks pretty cool. Like, you could wear that all year long, not just Halloween.
Aren't they kind of hot, though? To wear all
year
long.
Yeah, but I mean, like, well, in Florida, yeah. Not for me.
You just meant how they look?
Yeah. Like, they're not specific Halloween because Haunted Mansion is around all the time.
Right.
And then they've got a lot of backpacks. They've got these cool wheelchair cover sets, adaptive, like, costumes that we talked to. I think I mentioned it to you the other day.
Yeah, those are really cool.
Those are really cool. And then other pins and stuff around there. But they also have Halloween-themed masks that will be available in September. So some of this is already on Shop Disney. I'm not sure when it's going to be coming to the parks. They haven't said specifically, but you can just kind of keep your eye out if you're at the parks.
I am excited for fall. I love fall. Fall will be different in Florida this year, but
sure,
because it'll be hotter. But I do love the fall.
the costumes won't have to be bundled up because, you know, our luck. It's like one year it's 80 degrees on Halloween. The next year it's 35.
Oh no! I think the last
in Springfield at least.
Since our daughter is. Been born, I believe Halloween has constantly just been either raining or freezing.
Yeah,
like it's never been one or the other. So
it's crazy. But anyway, all this I'll put this link in the show notes for you guys to reference. Yeah. But I'm excited about.
Speaking Halloween. Of for Halloween, do you want to talk about real quick what our Halloween costumes are going to be?
Oh, do you want me to tell you now?
Well, you told me. Do you want to talk about it now or do you want to wait?
I can talk about it.
Or do we want to tease it?
I'll wait. Okay, so I'll just say that it's not a family. Costume, but it's like a pair's costume. So our daughter and me will have one, and then Jared and baby Thor will have one.
All I'm gonna say is I get to get a pretty sweet helmet out of the deal.
Oh my gosh.
What?
That was like too big of a tease.
No,
man.
It's not. How's
okay.
it a big tease?
Well, let's see.
There's lots of stuff that helmets.
That's true. Anyway, so that's kind of what we're thinking. We'll do. There's a little hint for you. So yeah, Halloween 2020. Not what you'd expect.
Yeah. So, and I am excited about seeing the Halloween or the fall decorations in the parks as well. So
I'm wondering what the extent of that will be. Like, is it going to be a little bit more than usual because there's nothing else or
I hope so, but I don't have an expectation of that being the case. So if that does happen, I'll be pleasantly surprised, but I don't expect it.
Yeah. For sure.
If they could make it really cooler in the parks to feel fall-like, I would be okay with that.
The bubble.
Yeah, the bubble's real. They just be like, oh, turn it down a tad bit.
Exactly.
All right, next piece of news we have here is Equity actors are coming back to Disney World.
Yeah, so Kate Schindel, president of the Actors Equity Association, said, we have been consistent that testing is an important part of ensuring a safe workplace for equity performers. And today, I'm pleased to see that Disney World has agreed with the news that Disney will make testing available for equity performers and others in the park. I'm happy to announce that Equity's executive committee has signed a memorandum of understanding with Disney for equity performers to return. What she's talking about is Disney had announced earlier today that they are setting up a COVID testing site for free at the main gate office. And they do have an official statement. May I read the statement, sir?
Yes, I didn't think Disney would do this, but go ahead.
They did a statement because people were confused by the Equity Association saying this. But anyway, we have offered the location to help with community testing. The Florida Division of Emergency Management will operate the location, which is available to cast members and their immediate families, as well as Florida residents. Any suggestion that this has been done as a result of any one union is unfounded. Our actions support all casts and our community at large. So, for some reason, people thought that this was because of the union they were doing this, but apparently they're just doing it anyway.
So basically Disney was like, back off and...
I think it was just like, we're doing it for everybody, not just you guys. But anyway, so that just means that shows like Beauty and the Beast will come back at Hollywood Studios. Disney Junior Dance Party will come back. Anything that had any of these like performing arts kind of things will be able to be used again.
I wonder if The Lion King will come back.
I hope so.
The issue is it enough to put, I mean, with the distancing they're going to do, is it enough to make it work? You know what I mean? Like, is it enough to...
That is why they want a testing. Because it's, you can't social distance.
Right.
When you perform like they do. So I don't know if they're going to be wearing masks. I don't know how that works, but... I think some might, or they have the option to. I don't know. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. But that's one step in the right direction to be able to open these attractions again.
True.
Yes.
Good point.
Thank you.
Mark one for Jamie.
Mark one for me.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about? News or any rumors?
No. The rumor about Ratatouille, you already said.
I hope that's true.
Yeah.
Because I really am very excited. I was really looking forward to that.
I think
ride.
We talked about that last week, too. Was that October? Well,
yeah. I mean, the debate we had was, do they do it this year? Or do they wait for 2021?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope it's this year. I mean, it'd be great because really, I mean, if you look at the way things are set up, there's not a lot to look forward to in the fall. I mean, it's not like no Halloween party. There's no probably no Christmas party. There'll probably be some sort of modified Christmas thing, if I were to guess, given they did a modified. I mean, to me, if you can do a food and wine modification thing, you can do a Christmas, at least a festival of or whatever the food part of it at Epcot.
So you can, like the candlelight processional.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, it's
you could do something on the stage that's going on while you walk by. They kind of did that, too. They've got that stuff going on now. So, yeah. I mean, you can do something Christmas-wise, but, yeah, this would make sense to do something that would be a lure for people to come, especially when they're having a hard time getting people in. So,
correct. I do want to say that I don't have poll time this week.
Did you forget?
I didn't. I remembered at, like, 3 o'clock this afternoon. I was like, oh, it's too late. Sorry.
I can make up a poll.
My brain hurts. Huh?
I can make up a poll.
What would that be?
On the spot, I can come up with something by the end of the episode.
That's
if you'd
fine.
Like.
No, okay. No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We'll just do it next.
Is Tom Selleck's mustache A, glorious, B, majestic, or C, fantastic? And if anybody marks anything but majestic or glorious, I'm going to lose my mind. Is that a good poll? That was a good poll.
Great poll.
Listen, you love 3 Men and a Baby.
You know what? I do.
And I think one of the reasons you love it is because of Tom Selleck's mustache, but you don't understand that's why you love it so much.
No, I really like Three Men and a Little Lady because I'm the same age as the girl in the movie. Like it when she was 5, I was 5.
Right. So it's not the Gutenberg that gets you?
I mean, I remember them like from when I was a kid that they were the guys that took care of the little girl, but I saw it from the girl's perspective. Okay. I didn't look at Tom Selleck as like, wow, he's hot when I was 5.
No, it's not that he's hot. It's like, you just look at him like, that's just, like, I imagine Brute Cologne approached Tom Selleck at some point. They're like, we just feel like you are Brute. And he's probably like, you couldn't afford me.
Okay, your brain is very
If Brute Cologne got Tom Selleck back in the day, I'm just saying, Brute would be even more of a household name.
All right. That's great. Okay.
You know what else is fantastic and majestic?
Does it have a mustache?
It could. You could enjoy it with or without a mustache, I suppose. It's not really a prerequisite. I'm imagining if you have a mustache, you might enjoy it more, but that would be Exhibition Roasters coffee. Mm-hmm. I'm imagining mm-hmm. Tom Selleck drinks it as well. I don't know this for a fact. Rumor has it that I started, he does. But if you go to ExhibitionRoasters.com, use the promo code CTM15, you will save 15% off every single order you place. They got lots of new flavors. They've got iced teas. They've got the Halloween pumpkin spice coming back for Halloween, which is very good. I believe I've heard on good authority they will also have the hot cocoa whenever it cools down.
Please not right now. It is so hot right now.
Would you like some hot cocoa when it's 112 degrees outside? Like, yeah, I would. I'd love some hot cocoa.
I think everything would melt. Like everything, my entire body would melt.
Granted, I drink hot coffee in the mornings. But anyways, but again, all these flavors, go to ExpeditionRoasters.com. Use the promo code CTM15. And just like Tom Selleck, you can enjoy Expedition Roasters coffee as well.
Yay.
He may or may not drink it. So don't come at me, Tom Selleck.
Oh my gosh.
If he hears
you're
this,
like obsessed with
if them. He hears this, he'll appreciate it. He'll be like, well, he meant well.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about the boardwalk.
Okay, sounds wonderful.
Or do you want to talk? Anyway, all right, fine. We'll just talk about the boardwalk.
I don't even know what you're going to say.
You know. All right, well, let's talk about, we're going to talk about check-in, lobby, commons area, the room, the evil clown pool. Not a pool, but a pool. Transportation, location of it, and then the boardwalk area in general. So let's talk about the check-in process.
So we drove directly from home to Animal Kingdom, and I think we checked in. I think it was around 3 or 4-ish.
It was around that time, yeah.
Yeah. Now official check-in time is 4, but it. That doesn't matter now because there's nobody at the hotels right now.
What are you talking about? Super packed in there.
Yeah, it's fine. I tried to do online check-in, and for some reason it was not letting me do it. Like the whole thing was just, I don't know what I was doing. So I had to go in and check in at the desk, which was fine. I did forget to do magic bands, so he gave me all gray ones, and I was like, oh, great, we have more magic bands I'm not going to use. But thanks, man. So maybe that was the problem. I couldn't check in because of that, because I had to pick them up. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's possible.
Yeah. But it's fine. So it just took a second and got checked in, and Jared parked. How was parking? Was parking kind of far away from the border share?
I mean, it was kind of, but I can't say it was more than other resorts too much. Okay. I mean, it was, I'm trying to think. Depending on where you're at, the Polynesian, it may have been the same or a little farther. It just depends on where your room was at, but it was okay.
Okay. And I don't know if anybody realizes or knows this, but if you stay as a DVC member or you rent points from someone, you do not have to pay for parking.
This is true.
That was awesome. Anyway, so Jared parked, and we had bell services bring up our luggage, and we tried to do like a review of the room for Club 32 first, and it was a disaster, of course, because of our kids.
Did you? Well, that's true. Did you mention how you gave a hefty tip?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I didn't have any cash with me.
You did. You just didn't know.
Okay, fine. I didn't think Jamie I had any cash with me.
$15 in cash on her.
I didn't think I had that cash.
No, I know. I'm just letting you know. You had. I thought you knew you had it.
Right. So I didn't think I had any cash. I didn't have any wallet. I was so upset. So I literally gave him 6 quarters. I had quarters in my purse. I gave him 6 of them.
That guy was so mad.
I was like, oh, I felt like so bad.
It's almost worse. Like, you might as well just not give him anything.
I know. He could have looked at me like, okay. Like, he just walked away. Like, sorry,
I came back and Jamie told me about I didn't have any money and I gave him 6 quarters. I'm like, what are you talking about? You have $15 in your bag. And you're like, no, I don't. I'm like, yeah, you do. And then I found
it. I literally go, this is all I have. I'm so sorry. And he just kind of was just like, okay,
I told
you
to take the money to to go find the guy.
I didn't see him again until...
He probably quit. He probably was like, I'm done.
I probably...
I got 6 quarters. I'm out of here.
Listen, I felt bad. I did. I really felt bad.
I mean, I would say don't get me going on tipping in general. So, I mean, that's a whole other thing.
The fact that I gave him any money at all was probably...
I'm
like,
just saying, if your job is to carry the luggage up... You know, I don't know. We're not tipping dentists out here.
It's true.
Do people tip their dentist?
I don't.
I would not think so.
No.
Hey, Doc, you did a great job cleaning these teeth. Here's an extra little, go get you something nice.
So that happened. And so we got the stuff and we did the little tour around the room and everything. But what do you think about the room?
They could use a bit of an upgrade a little bit. There was some... You know, some aspect like the thermometer was the old school like turn dial that you don't know exactly the temperature, which was kind of frustrating.
Oh yeah, it was like that old brown.
It was like looking. It's either gonna here's a range between 70 and 90.
Really,
take a guess.
Like seriously, like, I was like okay.
Like well, I guess I'll just turn it down slowly till I'm freezing and then go up a tad bit. But
like analog, not digital.
Yes, is that yeah, what it was? Yeah. It was, yeah. I mean, it was literally one you would have seen. I remember as a kid, when I was a kid, that was what we had in there. So, yeah. The rooms, I mean, the rooms are fine. They still had the carpeting in there, which was getting a little dated. Mm-hmm. I mean, the room is, I like the room. I mean, it's a standard studio, but it could have used some. I was going to say the bed was insanely noisy.
It creaked a lot. And when you have two small children that wake up at the, like creaking it like one step, it was not
good. Getting into bed was like sounded like you were getting you're taking a step in a I mean it literally sounded like you're walking into a 200-year-old house and just everything creaked. It was
pretty much
so loud.
But I was gonna say about the carpet was when you have a 1-year-old that's you know still falling a lot when he's walking, carpet's not so bad.
That's true.
Yeah. We stayed at Polynesian last month and try to like draw comparisons like room like layout and everything.
Yeah.
I think I actually, you know, obviously this one only had one bathroom, whereas Polynesian has the two different bathrooms. Now besides that, I think I like this layout better
than the Polynesian.
Yes, and the only reason is like not the square footage, but just the layout. So I like that there's more space. There's more counter space in the kitchenette area.
Yeah.
There's more counter space. There's more space up at the top. There's more cabinets. So I like that. And then you have the area, like right when you walk in, there's the mirror. There's mm-hmm. like a little space. I think you put your luggage there.
Probably. Yeah, I think that, yeah.
But we had considered putting the pack and play over there, but I was like, I don't want him right next to the door and he can't see us and... He would probably be upset.
Although he sleeps better if he can't see us.
Yeah, I don't know. But then we wake up and be like, where are my people? I can't see you. Like, he would freak out. So it was probably okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, and then, but yeah, it was fine. Like, it does need a little bit of an update.
I mean, I like the poly room better compared to this one. Poly room is bigger. It's same layout. The poly room just had a bigger area. And it had an extra table, too.
Well, no, it doesn't have the same layout. No.
Very similar layout. In terms of like where the bed is and the couch and stuff like that, it was the same layout.
Well, okay. Fair enough. That's the same. But I mean, like, the bathroom layout is completely different.
Well, right. The bathroom
different.
Is different. I'm talking more like the space. But either way, mm-hmm. I mean, we had a balcony view of the clown pool, which we actually were blocked by. We couldn't see the clown pool because of the trees.
So we could see a little bit of the pool and then the trees and then the clown pool was behind it and Jared was happy.
Yeah. And then you could go out in the balcony and enjoy the Florida humidity. That made you just want to go right back inside.
Yeah, it fogged up the windows pretty good too, like the door.
Yeah, it's pretty foggy.
But, yeah. One thing that was annoying too, I don't know why I hate this. When you open the balcony door, it has that like lip, like you have to step over it.
Yeah.
Oh, it scared me. I thought Baby Thor was going to just trip over that every single time.
He's very steady. I don't know what you're talking
about. But he did really careful. He actually stepped over it.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job.
And I do want to mention too, those chairs out on the balcony, real uncomfortable.
Yeah, there's not much to them. There's just padding.
Metal.
Yeah.
I didn't like that, but I mean, it was a balcony. There were chairs.
They were chairs.
What are you going to do, right?
Yeah, exactly. what did you think of the location of our room?
It was good. Like Jared said, we were right. We had a view of the clown pool. It was a garden/pool view room, third floor. And we were like right above the walkway from the clown pool. It's Luna Park pool. Sorry. The clown pool, Luna Park pool, whatever. All the way to get to the boardwalk.
Yeah.
So we were right above that walkway on the third floor. And it was like, what, 4 or 5 rooms from the elevator?
Yeah.
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Something like that. So, all right. Anything else about the room you want to talk about? Or?
The decor.
Decor?
Refresh. You could use a refresh.
I think that's the general thing of it. I love the theming of the boardwalk, and we'll talk about more of this at the end of it, of everything. But I don't feel like the theming that's in the other areas of the resort really makes its way into the room. I kind of feel like there's a disconnect. Because to me, the boardwalk is very like 1920s, sort of a fancy feel of that era, like the boom 20s, stuff like that. And so, like, you go into some of the sitting areas, and they look very nice, and I don't know what you would call it. I would imagine what a speakeasy looked like, or something along those lines.
Okay.
I just don't feel like the room reflects that as much, so I think it could use a little bit of a sprucing up a bit.
I think what my issue is it's very I think it would reflect that turn of the century time period if we were in that, but like I think what the decor needs to do for now, for you know 120 years later, it needs to be like maybe like a little more trendy. I feel like the colors were very pale, very muted or whatever. I don't know, maybe they need more brighter colors. I don't know, a lot of white and also dark woods.
Yeah, I feel like you need something in there.
I don't know. I also want to mention there was a lot of USB ports.
There was, yeah.
There was a good amount. And then I don't know. Jared had a little bit of trouble at first, but then he didn't. But I had trouble the whole time with the pull-down bed, the like Murphy bed thing.
Something wasn't working quite right with it.
It wasn't latching right. And,
yeah.
Ugh, I felt like a dummy because I couldn't figure it out. But you're supposed to push the buttons on both sides, and it's just supposed to come out, and it wasn't undoing, and then you couldn't latch it. It was annoying.
In theory, it's a good concept when it works. I mean, I think it saves. Yeah. It gives you an extra table there. It saves some space for. And it has.
Yeah, because when it's up, there's a table that comes out right there, and then when it comes down, the table just lays on the floor, kind of.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, that was where our daughter basically planted herself the whole time. on that table.
Yeah.
Playing with her stuff.
Yeah.
But
she did.
But yeah, and. Yeah, so we had those chairs, 2 chairs with that table. We had an extra chair on the corner. We had the pull-out sofa with the coffee table. We had the bed. I mean, there's a lot of places to sit.
Yeah, plenty of seating.
Lots of drawers and everything in the little cabinet. So, yeah, I feel like the room was good. I like the room. Well, but I could use a little update and refurb. So.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's move on to the pool.
The pool, you say?
With the evil clown that you slide out of. Its mouth.
We did not get to do this slide, unfortunately. I believe, I was with the kids by myself for most of the time we were at the pool. So I was like, no one's, I can't like hold Baby Thor while our 4-year-old goes down because she doesn't know how to swim on her own just yet. And like, I was like, oh, okay, we're just not going to worry about it. So we kind of stayed at the shallow end on the side. And, but it was fun. I mean, there was hardly anybody out there. We got there right when it opened at 9.
Yeah. I went down there with you. If you're asking why she was by herself,
sorry, he went to, yeah.
That was the day Jamie. So I went to Hollywood Studios to get a boarding pass, boarding group for Rise, and then check some stuff out there.
Yep.
And which I did get a boarding pass for Rise. I just didn't get to ride it because it broke down. But and then the plan was that Jamie would go in to get a boarding group to try and do that so she could go the second time and I would save the kids. And then, Rise going down messed up our entire plans.
It
but
sure
yeah,
did.
So.
It sure did.
But it's cool. I mean, it's a cool pool. It's got the pool bar down there. Mm-hmm. Minus the clown pool. The clown pool. The clown slide.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's a deluxe, so it's got a slide. It's a bit bigger, but it's a pretty simple pool. There's not a lot to it. The kids area was closed. There is a splash area, kids area. There's a kiddie pool off to the side that was open. There wasn't really much to it. It was just a very small circle, shallow pool.
Yeah.
It's a pool. Mm-hmm. But it's not one of the top tier pools. I would say it's on Disney property.
Well, there's a lot of lounge chairs, a lot of umbrellas, a lot of seating, and I believe I'm going to guess that whatever, what's it called, Leaping Libations.
Yes,
is what that pool bar is called. I think it probably is very popular at certain times of the day.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Whenever the resort is at full capacity, but it was fine. I will say that when the music is playing in the afternoon, they're doing like their little games that they do at the pool, you can hear it through our room.
Yeah,
we could
well
hear it.
The resort's kind of a noisy resort in general because you're near the boardwalk a little bit too.
If you have a boardwalk view, yes. Yeah. If you have a pool view like that, yes.
It depends. There's a lot of places at that resort can be a little noisy.
Yeah,
so that's something to think about. So
yeah.
All right, anything else you want to add about the pool?
No, there's also a quiet pool that's open, but we did not go over there.
Because our children are not quiet.
They're loud, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Baby Thor sometimes runs around, he just yells.
Yeah, but that area, the quiet pool area, is very, like, serene. And it's got a lot of the, there's some rooms that have, like, full gardens, like, in front of their front door.
Yeah.
Like, it's really nice, actually.
Yeah. So. All right, let's talk about transportation.
We didn't use any of the transportation.
We did not. You have a bus that you can use.
The friendship boats were not running.
And friendship boats run to Epcot. None of those boats were running. Nope. We basically...
Or Hollywood Studios, too.
Epcot and Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
We just used... I mean, we went to, for the most part, Animal Kingdom, we went on Friday. But for the most part, it was Hollywood Studios and Epcot for the rest of the time.
Yep.
We just took the walkway... walkway to Hollywood Studios. We walked in Epcot. So for us, it's a great resort if you're going to go to either one of those because
so great.
You can just walk. I mean, the walk to Hollywood Studios is, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes.
Well, because of where our room was. Because we had, like I said, we had a view of that pool and you just come out, you go around the corner and the walkway is right there.
Well, in general,
But if you're on the inside, on the other side of the boardwalk, it'll take you 10 more minutes to walk over there.
Maybe for you.
Well, okay.
I got long strides. I walk with purpose. No, I agree. It depends on where your room's at. But
yeah.
That walkway is not... Now, I will say the walkway is sort of like trekking across the Sahara in the middle of the day. It's a little hot.
It's hot.
Unforgivingly hot a bit. But it's a quick walk there. And obviously, Epcot is a very quick little walk over the bridge there and you're into Epcot. So and I do like it's really nice having both those because I've talked about many times if I don't have to take the bus I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And so for going to these two resorts I would take the walking every
well
time.
and for those that are not familiar, because this is different whenever I stayed there last year or last time, which is 1999, the walkway used to spit you out at Hollywood Studios, like almost right close to the front, like by the fence area. Well, now it's where the gondola station is. And so now they've restructured and moved so you get out behind where the bus stop over there. And then
you go by the bus stop, then you go right into security.
So there's a little bit more walk once you get to that lot area, but It's the
so
same era.
In 99, was everybody worried about Y2K?
Yeah, I think so, actually. But nothing happened.
But they're like, yeah, I remember Y2K. They're like, oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I agree. So transportation-wise, we didn't use anything other than our legs.
That's right. That's right, Jared.
And the kids slept. Well, the kids just sat in a stroller and they got walked around. So lucky them.
Well, I think they would only have buses for Animal Magic and Disney.
Yeah, I mean, normally it's going to be buses and then it'd be the boats and then walking.
And we did go to Disney Springs, but we drove.
So, yeah, we did.
So, I don't know. We didn't use
the bus. We don't, I mean, we've talked about it many times. We would, if we've got the car, we'd much rather use our car than the buses. I mean, it's, yeah.
Especially Disney Springs.
Well, last time we got caught in a monsoon.
Yeah, we did. We did.
At least at Disney Springs, you got the parking garage. You That's can true. Sort of like wait it out instead of you get off the bus and it's like, it's
you,
pouring.
You
like,
have to get out.
Get off. Yeah. Here you go.
That was rough.
Can I time. Wait here for a minute? Nope. Gotta get off. It's like, cool.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, that will do transportation. Well, in this, we already talked a little bit location wise. Right next to Epcot and Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, I was going to say Crescent Lake area, mm-hmm. Beach Club, Yacht Club right there. One of our favorite areas
yeah.
at Disney World.
Yeah.
Gosh, that the proximity to those two parks is like crazy invaluable.
Under
like,
normal circumstances, food and wine going on, things
oh
like
my
that,
gosh,
it's
yes.
fantastic. You can just go in and out, go to check out food and wine, take a break, go back, go to the eat to the beat. I mean, nighttime yeah. at Epcot would be awesome. Yeah. So under normal, it was still great, but under normal yeah. circumstances, it would be even better.
Right.
You know,
and it's so crazy because like, you know, now with the two times that you can try to get a Rise of the Resistance boarding group, you can, if you didn't get it at 10 o'clock, you'd be like, okay, go back to the resort, hang out, whatever you want to do, and then try again at 2 o'clock. Just walk right over there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you really wanted to do if that yeah. was just the only thing. But yeah, it's just crazy. It's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. And then obviously the boardwalk area itself, which is one of our favorites, which I will say with little kids and our kids go to bed fairly early, we didn't really get to experience much of this.
We didn't. No.
It's kind of hard to. Kids go down at 6 or 7 for the most part. So
gosh, 7 to 8 when yeah, Disney. It's
our,
crazy.
Our nighttime. hangouts are not really nighttime as much, but you know, they do have the shops there. Normally ESPN Club I think is still closed. I don't think that was open.
So is Flying Fish. Is
yeah
closed.
Flying Fish. Boardwalk Bakery was open, which Boardwalk mm-hmm. Bakery actually is a pretty solid place. It's got a lot of different you know, sandwiches and desserts and breakfast and yeah. It's kind of a general place to get some food, which yeah. is actually pretty reasonably priced as well.
Yeah.
Did get a sundae from there because I told our daughter
the Mickey waffle sundae.
Yeah, because I told her mm-hmm. if she, what did I tell her I'd get her a sundae for if she, or I'd get her ice cream if she had something.
Oh, I don't remember.
I did bribe her.
You did. What was it?
I can't remember what it was, and she did it. And then our daughter has a very good memory, and so
yeah,
I was like,
so
I told remembered. Her, and then we were on our way back, and you had said. You did tell her you're going to get ice cream because we're in the park.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, okay, if she remembers it, I'll get it. But because we were like leaving the park and then we get almost to the room.
It was when we were in line for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
That's
and
right.
it was hot.
I felt bad for her.
She was like, she was hurt. Like she was so upset. Like it's too hot. And like crying because she was so hot. I'm like, honey.
Which I did. I felt exactly how she felt. I just wasn't. Doing that, so yeah, I felt.
Oh
bad
yeah,
for her.
It was bad.
But
so,
I told her if she didn't get upset and she, you know, because she wanted to ride Mickey and Minnie's, yeah. I would get her some ice cream, and then that gave her a little bit of like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then we leaving the park, she didn't remember, and I figured she would remember, and we got back to close to the resort, and she goes, "Daddy, I want ice cream like you said," and I was like, okay. So I walked over to the boardwalk bakery, and they had a. Because now the creamery is closed. Ample Hills
Creamery, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, man. So I went in there and I was like, do you guys have any ice cream? They had one. It was a Mickey Waffle Sundae. And it was like 10:05, which is weird. It was 10:05.
It's like a special right yeah. now. It has chocolate and just regular Mickey Waffles, right?
Yeah, and then it had... the ice cream was it wasn't vanilla. It was some sort of thing. But
sprinkles?
It had, no.
No?
It had M&Ms on it.
Oh, okay.
With whipped cream. It was... It was actually a pretty decent Sunday. So she had a little bit of that, and then I finished most of it, which it was good.
Yeah.
Then they got the boardwalk pizza there.
That pizza window.
But I don't believe the margarita stand was open.
No.
So a lot of the stuff on the boardwalk was not open. Abracadabra was open.
The Trattoria. That was open. And yeah. You could do... and they're doing this, I guess, site-wide. If you want to go to the restaurant and you call down, you can put an order in just to pick it up.
Yeah.
So they're doing that, but you could also do sit-down, too. But they didn't have the characters.
Yeah.
At this one.
Yeah.
The Lake City Dance Hall and Jelly Rolls was closed, right? I'm guessing.
I'm guessing. I didn't see anybody partaking over there.
And then we didn't go farther down than Screen Door, which is like the gift shop, basically, of the hotel.
Yeah, I don't think anything else was really open down there.
It was just so dead. How dead was it?
I mean, there were times we were walking around the boardwalk,
and we wouldn't
see anybody either way. So, I mean, it was pretty... I don't know what the hotel occupancy was. I'm going to guess roughly 20%.
Yeah.
Which, it didn't have that same vibrancy. I mean, granted, we didn't get to be there in the evenings, really. But even, you know, when I went and got the ice cream, it was in the evening. It was right before they were going to bed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there maybe was, like, 15 people on the boardwalk. And there was not many people.
Gosh, that's kind of, like, I kind of missed that, actually. I know people like to, you know, to explore it without a lot of crowds. But something about boardwalk and, like, the hustle and bustle of everything, you miss that, I think, at least for me.
Yeah, there's something about that. I mean, Abracadabra, I never saw more than a few people in there, here and there. So, yeah, I mean, it was very low crowd, very dead in there. Yeah. Which it was weird, but yeah. Anything else you want to add about that?
Not really. Just I would like to go back again when everything's back to normal and everything's open.
I would like to stay here if it was just like you and I staying here for like a night or two as a couple. I feel like as a family resort, it's kind of weird because again, this is one resort that doesn't have its own restaurants or its own
boardwalk
quick service.
Restaurant.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to go to the boardwalk to get them all. And not that that's a bad thing, it's just a different thing.
Yeah.
And so I've always kind of felt like the boardwalk is more of a, I don't know, for me it would be like, man, if there's food and wine going on and you and I were there for like a night or a weekend, it's just us, I would love to stay there, go to Food and Wine, go to Hollywood Studios and just basically go between those two parks most of the time. I would absolutely love it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's why like, I think Beach Club is a good option, beach or yacht, to stay at with children. Because of that, you know, the awesome pool when it's open.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have the restaurants and everything right there, but you also have boardwalk right there. So it's like you have a lot of options.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I did go to the workout facility as well.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that, Jared.
It was fine. It was, I mean, for, you know, it's a standard kind of deluxe workout room. They had dumbbells on up to 50. They had a lot of cardio equipment. They had a few pieces of machines and things like that. So, I mean, it was, you know, it was fine. It wasn't anything amazing, but it wasn't bad. So,
alrighty.
It worked.
It worked. Yep.
I got a workout in and it was nice. The only thing weird is they have like 360 degree windows. So people like walk around, like watching you work out kind of, it gets kind of,
well, it's right next to the walkway from the little Luna Park pool to the boardwalk.
Right.
So you can see there, and that's where, you know, where we get to the pool from our room. You can go down the elevators and then walk back by it. So we got to walk by it quite a bit.
Be like, what are you looking at? Come on.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there you go.
I knew it.
When you have to. it's called Muscle and Bustles.
Muscles and Bustles.
Yeah. So
it's a good names.
Yeah.
Arcade, was it open?
No.
No.
No. Okay. Was not.
Yeah. The only thing I do want to mention, though, that there's a cool carousel on top of the little circular seating area when you first walk in the lobby that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
It's like right above it. Cool chandeliers as well. And then those creepy child's chairs.
Yeah, those chairs are really creepy. There's a lot of stuff about this resort, like the chairs and the clown pool. I'm like, why? Like, why are you doing this?
Her daughter goes, Mommy, what is that? I was like, it's a little girl's chair. She goes, oh, that's funny. I was like, is it? It's creepy. She goes, creepy? Like, doesn't understand what I was saying.
Yeah. I do like that she thinks it's funny. She's like, I'll fight that chair.
Oh, she thought it was funny.
I'll fight that chair is what I'll do.
Would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
I say before, as I said other times, it depends on, to me, this resort is, if you're going with a family, like our family, for instance, a lot of the features of the boardwalk are kind of null because of bedtimes and things like that.
But for us specifically, so, well, yeah, with the kids.
Right. So for us in a family, I would say I'd give it like a 6 or a 7.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. If it was just you and I, if it's a couple's thing, if full Disney's going on, food and wine, all this other stuff, mm-hmm. I'd probably give it like an 8 or a 9. I think there's that discrepancy there because I think it's just, I love the boardwalk. Mm-hmm. But again, when you got to go to, and your kids are going to bed by 6 or 7, you know, you can't really go to the Abracadabra. I mean, you can go to the Abracadabra, but you're going to be going middle of the day.
Yeah.
Just different feeling there. So
I'll give it a 7. I'd say like the proximity to both of the parks
for sure
is what really puts it up there.
Yeah.
The decor, like I said, the decor of the rooms just updated a little bit. But I like that time period, the turn of the century, like city, you know, I like that. But yeah, if it was just you and I, it would probably bump it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you rather, and I think this is what it comes down to me, stay Boardwalk or Beach Club? If you had the choice.
Beach Club.
I agree. And I think because you're still getting the boardwalk access. Mm-hmm. You're right by Epcot. Like that's the thing. I think I would rather do Epcot. Excuse me, not Epcot. Beach Club. I would rather do Epcot. I couldn't go to Beach Club. versus Boardwalk. So
yeah,
that's kind of where it kind of falls for me. But not that it's bad. It's just, it's a very unique and different resort from all the other ones at Disney.
It is. It is. And what draws a lot of people to it is, again, because of the boardwalk and because of the, like, at least with DVC, the price per point is lower.
Right.
For the standard rooms, at least for the studios. Yeah. So that's a big draw. Beach is a little more expensive, but, you know, it's just, you know, different. But, yeah, I enjoyed our stay here.
I did.
Yeah. Like, it was fine. Like, nothing went wrong. Everything was great. You know, didn't get a lot of sleep the first night.
Yeah.
But that's not anybody's fault but our children's.
It's neither here nor there. We can't blame that one on the clown.
No, we can't. But well, I definitely want to stay here again.
Yeah, I would either say yeah. It was like you and I and a thing. I will say, I remember coming to Disney when I was in 8th grade with my family. I remember we went, like, we were around the boardwalk. And, like, we never, like, as a family, like, staying at the boardwalk was just something that was like, that was never going to happen. And I remember as a kid just being like, man, one day that'd be so awesome to stay there. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, I always do think about that. So the fact that I've been able to stay here twice, like it makes me very like thankful. And like, I don't know, there's something about that. I do remember. I remember walking on the backside of the boardwalk and seeing where it says boardwalk. Mm-hmm. And I just think as a kid, like, man, one day. Like, I just thought it would be like, because it just, I like the way it looks. And I think you have that, like, sort of elegance and things like that. So, but a lot of the, I think the resort that I really do enjoy is more, not as much as the room part as it is just like the vibe and feel of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So 12-year-old Jared? 14? Somewhere in there. 12 to 14-year-old Jared, he's high-fiving me. He's happy.
Oh, great.
I guess. I don't know.
Great. Well, 15-year-old Jamie is, welcome back.
We're just having a ball. All right. Anything else you want to add?
Nah.
Good. Okay. That will do it for this show. I just want to remind you to check out, if you want to check out Club 32, if you want to have some more content and more access to live streams in the parks, contribute to helping us to grow the network, get apparel discounts, and much more. Just go to ctmvip.com. Check it out. Don't forget to check out our website, ctm.show. We'll take you there. And, I think that'll do it. So, thank you, Jamie, for joining us.
You mean you? Joining you?
Joining us, me, the audience, myself and the audience.
Thank you, Jared.
We're thanking you. I'm thanking them for you.
You're welcome.
I'm thanking them on their behalf as well.
Thank you. Yeah. You're welcome.
Anyways, all right. And that'll do it for the show. So, as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.